This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Radio shape and own the future. It is the Friday with me, the King of OB, Kamala Kulindi Logomapumulo, better known as Mr. Kaching Kaching, Mr. Much Money. I'm not alone in the studio. Hashtag on the spot. We have a Ulebohang Mogwena, as I've told you, Okamuga Oi SADC volunteer training coordinator. Yes, 15 minutes after 2 o'clock. Sibingelele, hi, Lebohang, and welcome on the show.
Yabong, Sanbonani, and good day to all your listeners.
Yeah, I hope you're doing very well.
I'm well, thank you. I hope you're well.
Now we see right in your shoes, Angie. She's a jig pale. Ukushisa nje kuphela mhlambe ke since namhlanje it's a World Mental Health Day, mhlambe what does World Mental Health Day mean to you personally, and why it is important that we recognize it every year?
Yeah, I think, you know, with it being World Mental Health Day today, it's a very special day where we get to raise awareness around mental health.
Sure.
And I think that we have such conversations, not only on World Mental Health Day, but, you know, on a daily basis,
yeah,
you know, because mental health is very important. And it's important that we recognize this on a yearly basis, because there are so many issues that arise around mental health.
Yeah.
That we talk about mental health so that we raise that awareness and we make mental health matter as best as we can.
Mm. So tell us about the event that you are hosting today. What's happening? What is involved? And what are you hoping people will take away from it?
So our team was part of the World Mental Health Day stakeholder engagement, which was with the Deputy Minister of Health, as well as the Gauteng Health MEC. And there were other stakeholders there, and SADC was granted, you know, the access to go there at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital.
Yeah.
So it is a media and mental health stakeholder engagement discussion where we're going to be discussing, you know, the burden of mental health in South Africa. And we need to include people from the Department of Health, right,
listen,
mental health is just as important as any other health-related issues out there. And I think it's a matter of just having such discussions so that they can give us some recommendations on how to improve mental health care. Because we do feel like it's one of those that are neglected, and we would like for, you know, the Department of Health to look into making sure that people's mental health is taken care of.
True.
Mental health is a really sensitive issue.
Yeah.
Right? Most people don't like to really be open about it, especially in the Black community.
In
your experiences, what are some of the biggest challenges that people face when it comes to talking about mental health openly?
Next question.
You know, with mental health, there's a lot of stigma that's linked to mental health. And I think the biggest challenge that people face when it has to come to them opening up is around the stigma, where there's a stigma to say if you have mental health related issues, you're weak, you know, or you're seeking attention, or you're selfish, or, you know, all those negative comments. And I think, you know, those are challenges that people face where they want to reach out for help, but because of the society and how society responds to people with mental health related issues, it's very difficult for them. So I'm grateful, you know, that we're having such discussions on such an important day where we say, let's break the stigma and let's allow people to reach out and speak to us about mental health openly.
As you've said, that stigma remains a huge issue, like especially in the African communities and so on. What can individuals do, and as a society, that, like, we can break the silence and normalize these conversations? Like, what is a way that they can be able to open up? Who do they go to? What do they do?
Yeah.
You know, I think, like you mentioned, stigma being such a huge issue, it's important that we break that stigma and break the silence, you know, normalize these conversations. And if there are people that are listening in, you know, that know of a friend or family member or a colleague or loved one or, you know, someone that they go to school with, for example, if they can see that the person is struggling, they need to start having that conversation. You don't have to wait for the person to harm themselves before you can have that conversation. Have that conversation when you see that there's something wrong with them. You know, the little things where maybe the person is no longer engaging in their daily activities like they used to.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the person is now isolating themselves. Speak to them and say, listen, I'm really worried about what you're going through. And I'm here for you and I'm here to support you, you know. And places like SADC are also available where they can reach out to us and, you know, we can see how to best support and assist. But I think it's important that we break the silence and we normalize the conversations.
I really like the fact that you speak about SADC also being available, because there are some people who can't afford to go to therapy and seek like professional help and pay for those type of things. So it's very important that you have these type of organizations coming through to help the people.
Definitely.
So my question is, for young people also, because I myself, you know, I do tend to have those problems where I'm a little bit anxious. School is getting too much. I'm under pressure and all those things. And I start thinking about, you know, other things that I'm not supposed to be thinking about. What's that one piece of advice or encouragement that you would give to someone like myself, who's young and is still, you know, finding themselves in the world?
Yeah. You know, yesterday we had an interview and we spoke about how young people feel like they're not supported. You know, there's a lot of stigma around young people and mental health. And, you know, I said, listen, young people are going through a very hard time. You know, when you're a young adult, you're still figuring out life. You're still trying to figure out what is your purpose in life. And it's so unfortunate that there isn't much support that young people are getting out there. But I think the one piece of advice or encouragement that I'd give them today is to say, listen, you're not alone. It's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to feel like you're feeling puzzled and you don't know where to go. I think the most important thing is acknowledging that you're going through a hard time and saying to yourself, what is it that I can do as a way to control the situation? Because remember, in life, there are certain things we can control and there are certain things that we cannot control. And now things that we cannot control, what is it that we can control there? And that's how we respond to those external factors. So I think it's very important that, you know, young people out there constantly remind yourself, what is it that I can control in this situation? And do what you need to do. But for the things that you cannot control, be aware of that and acknowledge that. But how you respond to those things that you cannot control also has a huge impact.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Also, like, how do you think workplaces and schools as well can become more supportive spaces when it comes to mental health?
You know, we did a survey last year around mental health in workplaces. And I think it's important that workplaces and schools become a lot more supportive towards whether it's the employees or the students at schools, whereby they make sure that resources are available for them should it be that they are not okay. You know, at one school that we went to, the principal was like, I'm not going to allow you in, right? Because my learners don't have depression. My learners don't have mental health issues. But when we spoke to the learners, we actually got to understand that those learners are going through a hard time. It's just the principal who was neglecting the learners and not aware that the learners are going through such a hard time. So it's very important that, you know, schools, workplaces make sure that they have resources available to say to them, listen, if you're not okay, this is what you can do. If you need a day off, these are the things that you can do. These are the things that you can practice. And I think, you know, those in workplaces, let's have a safe environment. Let's have an inviting environment where if someone is going through a hard time, we allow them that opportunity to speak about it. Even in schools, you know, the teachers, the principals, other learners, it's important that we create that safe space so that people that are going through a hard time can reach out for help.
No, thank you so much, Lebohang. Mhlambe, what role do you believe AMA events like this play in shifting mindset and creating a culture of care and compassion?
You know, the events that we were having during this month of October make such a huge difference, right? And as SADC, we're trying to break the stigma and to have the conversations. And thank you so much for inviting us, you know, today to speak to all your listeners, you know, and such platforms help us break the stigma and have these conversations. You know, mental health is important. it's important that we take care of it on a daily basis. It's not something that you need to take care of only because it's broken or only because there's an issue. It's something that you need to maintain on a daily basis. So I do believe that, you know, the events that are happening around mental health, they are creating that awareness that we need to all create. And the theme for this month is Together for Mental Health. And I think we can't do it by ourselves. We need the society to also take part in making sure that we spread the awareness and we also break the stigma and have these conversations.
Thank you so much. If someone wants to get in touch with you, where they can get in touch, whether on socials, number, email.
Definitely. So they're more than welcome to give us a call. Our number is 0800 456 789.
It's 0800 456 789.
That's great. So that number does operate 24/7. There is an alternative number, which is 0800 567 567. That's correct.
No, thank you so much.
Sorry. We also do have WhatsApp numbers. People are more than welcome to go onto our website, which is www.sadag.org. They're welcome to go onto our website. Should it be that they need help, they need assistance, all our helpline numbers are also on the website.
No, thank you so much. And finally, if there's one message you'd like to everyone listening right now to take away this World Mental Health Day, what would it be?
I think the one message of hope is to just say, listen, it's okay to not be okay. You're not in this alone. We are here for you. We are here to support you. But I think of most importance, be kind to yourself. Be kind to your mind. Be kind to yourself. You've done a lot. You know, sometimes we take advantage of the amount of things that we've done. But I think getting up alone today is an achievement to show that you can still make a difference, even if it's just today.
Thank you so much, Lebohang, for your time. May God bless you.
Thank you so much, and thanks to all your listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. And that was Lebohang.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.